Hey, everybody. This is Sherry with Simply Celebrate, and I am so happy to be talking right now with my dear friend, Kate Rosen. Kate, are you there?
Hello. Hi, Kate.
So, Kate, oh, gosh, I don't even know how many years ago this was now, maybe 3 or 4. You could tell me, Kate, if you remember.
Yeah, gosh, I think it might have even been longer than that. Maybe five years ago?
Kate surprised me with a Love List mobile. And I still remember. I got the box, and I still remember, like, having no idea what you were sending me. And when I opened it up, I was like, that was so amazing.
And
I still love it. I still have it, of course, and I still love it. And, so I'm curious, Kate, just, you know, I'm thinking people will really love this idea. And first of all, how in the heck did you think of it?
Well, I remember there were a group of us who were talking. I think we were on a conference call, and you had been talking about the concept of the Love List. And you were really excited about it. This is, I think, when you had first really come up with the idea. And we have a very creative group of people that we worked with. So we were all sort of just talking about the Love List and different ways that you could write up the Love List and different kinds of paper, or you could, you know, oh, you could scroll it up, or you could wrap it up, or you could put it in a tube, and it would be so cute. And you could do, we were talking about all different things that you could do to make these beautiful Love Lists. And I'm not sure if I had mentioned it during that conversation or not, but I might have said something like, oh, you know what you could do? You could do it like, make it like kind of a like an art project. It would be something kind of really more substantial you could kind of give as a gift, and it would be arty, and you could take each of your Love List items and you could write them up on a piece of paper or anything really, a seashell, anything, and suspend them from, like, make a mobile. Just, you know, use whatever you're going to make. And I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but if I did, you weren't really understanding the concept. So I said to myself, I'm like, you know what, forget it. I said, forget it. I'm like, I'm just going to make one and send it to her. That way I won't have to explain it, because I'm not good at explaining things. I'll just make one and I'll mail it and she'll get it.
And it was so wonderful. I mean, it's still, and I think this is just such a testament. Like, I always love when I get the, you know, I get the feeling that I'm always trying to tell people, like, oh, it's so amazing, it's the best gift ever. And it's true. Like, I'll have that the day I die. You know, it's like, it's such a wonderful. And the fact that it was such a surprise was so amazing.
I like the idea that you could like, hang it. Like, I know that you had it hanging, I think, in your office or something for a while. And it's just, it's there, and it's moving. And it's a reminder of, not just the person who made that for you, but it's a reminder of why you're awesome. You know, like, this is what I love about you, and here it is, and it's floating around in the corner of the room every time there's a breeze. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's so true. And so what I'm hoping is that people might hear this and think, like, I want to make a mobile for someone, and I thought you could just help us out by telling us a little bit of the basic steps of, you know, logistically, how did you make it?
Sure. You know, I guess if I were going to rate myself on a crafty scale, I probably would fall right in the middle. I mean, I'm not really up there, you know, posting stuff on Pinterest, but I kind of know my way around a, you know, hot glue gun or two. But what I wanted to do for you, because, you know, when you're such a vibrant personality, and I know that you just appreciate nature and things like that, and I wanted to kind of keep the feel of it very, very natural. So I wanted to use natural materials, so I actually went out in the yard and I found some branches that I could use for, you know, the base of the mobile. That, you know, I think if people understand kind of the basic concept of a mobile, this is a very simple design. So there were, you know, two cross bars that were actually sticks, and I think that I took them and I, you know, they don't glue very easily, but I think I probably put a little glue in there and then wrapped some string or some yarn to kind of, like, I don't know if you've ever made some people call them God's eyes, that where you kind of, like, wrap them around, you know, the
popsicle stick. Yeah.
Right. And it was that sort of technique, just to kind of wrap you know, wrap around one side and then the other, just to get the two sticks together in a stable way so they weren't twisting or coming apart. And then, you know, it was a matter of taking string. I think I used a very thin string, or you could use fishing line, or you could use yarn or whatever you want to use, to string the pieces that contain the love list items. So for the love list items, again, I wanted to keep that kind of natural looking, and I had some sort of earthy toned paper that I had. It was kind of like it wasn't really a thick cardstock. It was maybe like a resume kind of stock. So I took strips of that, and I tore strips so that they would look, you know, there were little lines of text. And I wanted to leave the edges unfinished so it looked sort of, you know, kind of natural looking. And then I had my strips of paper, and then I had written out a list of things, of my love list items beforehand. So then I just took each strip of paper and I wrote as nice as I could because of terrible handwriting.
Oh, they were beautiful. Are you kidding?
It took me, that was the hardest part for me, was trying to get the, you know, from smearing it and, you know.
Right, right.
You know, like I think some of the things, you know, in the center of the mobile, I had a piece of string hanging down that said, I love. And then at the end of each of the branches were my love list items, the things that I love about Sherry. I love your enthusiasm. I love how you cherish every moment with your son, or, you know, whatever it is, you know. And, it was not, and I think that the trickiest part was probably trying to get the sides to balance. So you might need an extra hand. Have somebody hold it up for you so you can make sure that they're balanced when the mobile is hanging. And but you know, you could use really any kind of material, and you know it helps if you think about the person you're creating it for. Like I was thinking about, you know, if you were doing something for a child or something, maybe you could use some old Tinker Toys or something like that.
Oh,
you know, that would be really cute to make. To do your, like, crossbars or something. And, you know, you can also, depending on how, you can make it as simple or as complicated as you want to make it. I mean, you could hang little things, little objects hanging down on your love list. Like, instead of just having the plain strips of paper like I used, that you could attach something, I don't know, like a little seashell or whatever, like something that you think that means something to that person, or something that just makes it look more decorative. I mean, you just have a good time with it. It's really, not that difficult.
I love, though, there were some things that you mentioned, though, that I'm so glad. Like, first of all, you know, switching out the kinds of whatever, like you use the branches, but that, you know, people using their imagination. And I'm sure once people start looking around, like what they want to use that matches the person's personality. But also what you were saying, like about balancing it, I wouldn't have thought of that. But of course, that's a crucial part.
Yeah.
And, you know,
exactly.
That's like really helpful. And I think just, you know, it's so great just sort of hearing you talk about it step by step, because, you know, even wrapping, how you wrap the sticks, like those are things that just saves people time trying to figure out for themselves.
Well, it's hard when you're using something, like if you're using flat objects, like for example, if you're using a couple of tongue depressors, you could very easily glue those together. But if you're using something that's round or uneven, like say a branch, or, you know, if you wanted to use a couple of paintbrushes or something like that, it just kind of, you know, I mean, there's any number of things, or rulers or pencils. I mean, there's, you know, you think about the person you're, you know, Kane could probably use a pencil mobile. That's what he needs. So, you know.
I love it. Have you made any more?
I have not.
Do you feel
I love
inspired?
Only you, Sherry. I only love you. That's the thing.
Aren't you inspired, like, just hearing yourself talk? Like, right now, I'm like, this is such a great idea.
I am. I think I should make some right now.
I just love this. Is there anything else? Did we miss anything crucial about them?
I really don't think so. I mean, it's like I said, you really could make it, you know, if you're thinking, gosh, I'm not creative enough to do that. I'm not crafty enough. Yeah, you are. It's not that hard. You know, if you just want to do like a very simple mobile, you get your two crossbars, and then you just put, you know, a love list item on each four corners, and then you have your I love in the middle, and you're done. You know, you can add on to that if you want to, but it's you can do that. That's easy.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, again, the thing is, we've already talked about, like, some of the reasons it's so wonderful. Like, of course, for me, right, when I, like, you're right, whenever I see it, I think of you, but I also think of, like, you know, oh, yeah, my son, or, you know. But also, what I just thought of is that, you know, having a love list out like that, it kind of reminds us to turn our attention to what we love. And
absolutely.
Right? Like, so I'm always looking for practices in my life to do that. And there's no way to look at that mobile without turning my attention to love. And so that's yet another just beautiful thing about it, as opposed to one, you know, that I may have gotten and put in a scrapbook somewhere, which, you know, I'll look at it sometimes, but not in the way that I do the one you made.
Exactly. And that's something that I was thinking about, too, because, yeah, it's lovely to have something like that on paper, and it's a beautiful, heartfelt, you know, gift. But, you know, when you've got that and, you know, you see it every day, and it reminds you that, you know?
Yeah. And even though I haven't seen you for so many years, yeah, you're with me all the time. And so,
yeah.
And I just thank you so much for taking the time to do this today. I'm hoping that it's going to inspire a lot of people.
I hope so. I it's been a pleasure talking to you, and it's fun to think about that project. I, you know, haven't thought about it in so long. And I thought, oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
Well, good. Well, hopefully maybe someday that you'll come to San Francisco and you can see it in person again.
Oh, I would love it. That would be great.
Okay, sweet pea, thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, Sherry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.